So we have a very beautiful idea in the beginning of Parsha Nitzavim, which the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Baal Tanya, believes is very important as far as the preparation for Rosh Hashanah. He points out that it's not coincidental that we always read Parsha Nitzavim before Rosh Hashanah, and we'll try to develop an idea, we'll try to extend it to other contexts and to see how it plays out, but it's certainly a very important idea to think about this time of year. Torah tells us in the beginning of Parsha Nitzavim, that all of Klal Yisrael in many ways comes together. The Torah then tells us at the end, that which is hidden is between is for God. That which is public is for everybody. Rashi quotes a very well known idea by Chazal. Rashi understands that the Torah here is referencing in many ways the idea of arvus, the idea of mutual culpability and responsibility. Hanistaros l'Hashem Elokeinu. If a person does an aveira privately and nobody knows about it, that's between them and God. But haniglos, if somebody does something in public and other people can see it, other people can know about it, so we on some level are all responsible for it. Haniglos lanu vanenu levayir harami kirbenu. That is something which we have a certain responsibility to accept upon ourselves. And Rashi points out that these halachas only apply once we enter into Eretz Yisrael. But in many ways, then the beginning of Parsha Nitzavim is a parsha which teaches us about the importance of arvus, the importance of mutual responsibility, that if a person sins publicly, so it's our responsibility to do what we can to ensure that that won't happen. The Gemara in Shavuos and Daf Lamed Tes, that's really the source here, where we learn, we call Milam Echakol Yisrael Arevim Zebazem, when Yesh Biyadam Limchos, that if a person has an ability to stop things, so they really have a certain kind of responsibility. The Alter Rebbe in Likutei Torah and Parshas Nitzavim points out that, again, we always read this Parsha before Rosh Hashanah. And Atem Nitzavim Hayom is a reference, Al Derech Drush, Al Derech Remes, to Rosh Hashanah, like we say at the end of Davening, Hayom this, Hayom that, Hayom Haras Olam, that Hayom is a reference to Rosh Hashanah. And it's telling us in Rosh Hashanah, Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem, that everybody stands in front of the Ribono Shel Olam on Rosh Hashanah, as the Gemara tells us, that Kol Bai Olam, everybody stands in front of the Ribono Shel Olam, and everybody really gets judged. Built into this also, though, is the key to having a good Yom HaDin, a good Gezar Din, which is that when a person does so with the Bechina of Kulchem, when a person does so with the recognition of HaNistaros HaMelkeinu, but HaNiglos, Lanu Ulevanenu Ad Olam, when there's a certain kind of connection to all of Klal Yisrael, so then I don't stand on my own, then I'm in front of the Ribono Shel Olam as part of Klal Yisrael. And when you're part of Klal Yisrael, so then already a person is able to be zocha for a much more valuable and much more powerful Yom HaDin. That's one of the reasons why in the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yonah we speak so harshly about being Poresh Ben HaTzibor. Because a person that's part of Klal Yisrael, that's a Temnitzav Mayom Kulchem, you're part of Klal Yisrael. So that's a very, very powerful thing as far as the preparation for Rosh Hashanah, so taught the Alter Rebbe. A person that's Poresh Ben HaTzibor, so a person would want to be very, very careful before Rosh Hashanah in that respect. What's intriguing in the Alter Rebbe, but really for already in the times of Rishonim and in Midrashim, really, is the nature of this connection. On the one hand, it could be said that the idea of Arvus, the idea of a mutual connection, is that we are separate and distinct people, and I just have a responsibility to take care of you, and you have a responsibility to take care of me, but we really remain as being separate and distinct people. However, there are many, many rayas that the connection between Klal Yisrael is actually much more powerful. It's much more powerful than that. While it looks on an external level like we are different and we are distinct, that we have different bodies and we exist in separate realms of existence entirely, there are a variety of indications that the actual relationship on a deeper level between all of Klal Yisrael is that we are considered to be like a guf echad. That on some level, we really are all interconnected on a pneumius level, on a much deeper way than one would have thought. We find this idea in a variety of halachic contexts. We find this idea in a variety of other kinds of places. Perhaps the most famous mar makom is a ritva in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah that kol brachos kulon afal pisha yotze motzi chutzim berchas lechem berchas yayin, that generally speaking, with most brachas, even if I've already been yotze my mitzvah, I can still make a bracha to help you be yotze your mitzvah. Yotze motzi. Why does that work? What's the rationale behind that? So says the Ritva as follows, Rosh Hashanah there, Sha'afa pisha mitzvos mutalos al kol echad, even though everybody's obligated to fulfill mitzvos independently, but hare kol Yisrael arevim zelazeh v'kulam k'guf echad. And everybody's considered to be like one body. We're so interconnected. We're all like one body. And therefore, in one way of saying it, which the Ron says it in a slightly different way, but so long as you have not fulfilled your mitzvah, I haven't really been fully Yotzei, because I'm part of the guf. But part of the guf, the other part of the guf, hasn't yet done that mitzvah. And therefore, I feel a certain kind of responsibility. I feel a certain kind of connection. That's part of that mitzvah. That's part of that idea of arvas. The Baal HaTanya, in Perek Lamed Beis, the first chelek of Tanya, understands that that's also part of the mitzvah of V'yahavta L'Reicha Kamocha. How could I love someone else the same way that I love myself? How is that possible? So says the Baal HaTanya, it really depends on how you look at things. If you're caught up in the externals, the fact that I seem to have a different body than you have, that I exist separately than you, so the more that you value guf, the harder it is to actually appreciate V'yahavta L'Reicha Kamocha, to really dedicate oneself to Avas Yisrael. The more, however, you understand that on a level of neshama, on a deeper level, we are all interconnected, and we are compared by the Medrash, we're compared in Zohar, we're compared to one guf. So the more that you understand that on a neshama level, we are all interconnected, so obviously it's easier to cultivate Ahavas Yisrael. Obviously it's easier to appreciate how all Jews are really interconnected. That is the Baal Tanya, is why V'yahavta L'Reicha Kamocha is Zeh Klal Gadol B'Torah. Because it gets to the core as to how you see the world. You see the world as just everyone separate and everyone distinct, or you see the world on a level of neshama, and really in many ways, we are entirely interconnected. We really do have much more of a relationship than one would have been able to see otherwise. In a different place in the writings of the Alter Rebbe, in the Geras HaKodesh, in Simen Lamed Aleph, so there he points out something else, which is, I think, very, very powerful. Again, let's start with this. The other point is as follows. If you, to strengthen the idea, I guess, of Avas Yisrael, if you realize that you're all part of a body and that we're all interconnected in that way, it strengthens Avas Yisrael in a different sense. It is true that every person is compared on some level to, I guess, a limb of the body. And there are those who are Roshechem, like in the beginning of Parshat Netzavim, and there are those who are very low, those who are compared to feet. There are those who are high and elevated. They play a more dominant role in that guf. And there are those who play a little bit of a more minor role. In a certain sense, says the Alter Rebbe, that could hurt our Avas Yisrael. I'm more important than you. I'm higher up than you are. But points out the Alter Rebbe that in a certain sense, if you understand that we are kiguf echad mamish, so a person would never say, you know, my head's more important than my feet. It may be true. Your head is more important than your feet, but you obviously deeply value your feet. And you realize that absent those feet, you'll never actually be shalem. And there's a real appreciation now, even if there are different levels, atem nitzav yom kulchem, there are different levels, roshechem, shefteichem, zikne, but atshuev meimecha, v'chotei beitzecha, all the way down, everyone plays an important role on that level of Avas Yisrael. So says the Baal Tanya there, in Igeres HaKodesh, and Simen Lamed Aleph, that's actually why Churban Bayis Sheni took place. Sinas Chinam, what is Sinas Chinam? Sinas Chinam in many ways is when a person stops to focus and appreciate that we are all really considered to be one guf. Says the Baal Tanya as follows, we're all one guf, but what's the heart? The heart is the Shechina. The heart is what infuses all of us with Kedusha. The more that a person views himself as being separate, the more that a person has Sinas Chinam. So if you view yourself as a separate limb, you're weakening your connection to the heart. You're weakening your connection to the Shechina. So the more there's a feeling of Achdus, the more connected all of Klal Yisrael is, the more that you're feeling, you're connected to that heart also, and it's giving life force for everything else. The more that you're separate, the more that you're distinct within that guf, so the more that you're sort of on your own, you're disconnected from Shechina. So Sinas Chinam means that you are more disconnected from the rest of Klal Yisrael. If I'm disconnected with the rest of Klal Yisrael, I'm further away from the heart, from that connection to the rest of the body. And in that sense, we're no longer Zocha to have the Shechina reside amongst us. That causes Chorban Beis HaMikdash. That causes a degree of distinction. What we've seen thus far, we'll add a couple other haras, hopefully if there's time. What we've seen thus far is that Atem Nitzav Mayom Kulchem. And the Baal Tanya understands this is a very important idea before Rosh Hashanah. Hayom's a reference to Rosh Hashanah. We always read this parsha before Rosh Hashanah. That one of the, it's very important, we all stand before the Baruch Shalom and Yom HaDin, but on the stars, Hashem Elokeinu V'Anigos, Lanu V'Aninu Ad Olam, that one of the best ways, one of the messages to help prepare for an effective Yom HaDin is to be integrated with the rest of Klal Yisrael, to understand that we really are connected. What's the nature of that connection? We're like Guf Echad. And in many of the Sifrei Kabbalah and Sifrei Chassidus, it isn't only an idea, a way of describing how close we are, but the parallel really exists in a certain sense. The Shechina is like the heart. It gives us our chias. We are all compared to different limbs. We each play a particular kind of a role. That impacts the halach of arvus, says the Ritva. That's why I can be motzi you, because we are so interconnected. It impacts the way of v'hat l'recha kamocha for the Baal Tanya in Perek Lamed Beis. It's a way of understanding that internally we're really deeply, deeply connected. It is also there in the Igaris HaKodesh. It's part of the reason why Chorban Beis HaMikdash exists. The more connected you are to Shechina, so the more we're zocha for Beis HaMikdash. The more separated we are, so every limb's on its own, it doesn't have the same kinds of connections in the same way. The Meshech Chachma develops the idea in Parshas Chukas when he explains the nature of the kares. Why is kares a punishment? Mitocha kahal, that if a person has certain averas, they're separated kares from the rest of Klal Yisrael. So says the Meshech Chachma, it's almost like amputating a limb. If you have a limb which is just totally dead as part of your body, it's very unhealthy to keep that limb connected. It can take a toll on everything else. So sometimes part of the Isser of kares, it's not even really one way of saying it, a punishment. As much as kares is that if you have a person part of that guf, which is so causing such issues and so detrimental, you have to sort of like cut it off in a certain sense to be able to thrive. Okay, it could still be that they're still connected on some level, on that deeper level, which is really there. That may always be true, but I guess we'll stop now. And a lot of other applications of this idea, but preparing for Shoshana, certainly the idea of wanting to connect Guf Echad, the interconnected nature of all of Klal Yisrael, is very important. That may even be why we have Bakashas Mechila on Erev Yom Kippur. For some Rishonim and Achronim, it's all about strengthening the connection of Klal Yisrael. It positions ourselves better for Yom HaDin.